Nolte, the 24-hour Christmas 180 is all you need to know about Fauci the fraud. By John Nolte on October 5, 2021. Dr. Anthony Fauci has become a public menace, and nothing makes this more apparent than his magical Christmas turnaround. Not only did Fauci misinform millions of Americans, but to crawl out from under this mistake, he then lied to the public about being taken out of context. During a Sunday appearance on far-left Face the Nation, Fauci was asked a direct question about whether or not Americans can celebrate Christmas. "Face the Nation, but we can gather for Christmas, or it is just too soon to tell?" "Fauci, you know, Margaret, it is just too soon to tell. We have to concentrate on continuing to get those numbers down and not try to jump ahead by weeks or months and say what we're going to do at a particular time. Let's focus like a laser on continuing to get those cases down. And we can do it by people getting vaccinated. Also, in the situation where boosters are appropriate to get people boosted because we know they can help greatly in diminishing infection and diminishing advanced disease." But that wasn't all he said on Sunday. There was also this. "Face the Nation, we're going into cold weather. We're going into the holidays. Do people need to start looking around and saying it's just too risky to gather with family members if there are unvaccinated children?" "Fauci, I believe just the way the CDC has recommended that when you are in a situation where you have a dynamic of virus in the community, where there's clearly a lot of spread, even if you are vaccinated and you are in an indoor setting, a congregate setting, it just makes sense to wear a mask and to avoid high-risk situations. And what we should be doing is look at ventilation in indoor places." Emphasis added. So twice on Sunday, twice, in reference to the holidays, Fauci told the public that gathering together is not a good idea, that Americans might have to cancel their Christmas plans. Now anyone who is at all familiar with the science knows the correct answer to the holiday question is this. If you are fully vaccinated, there is almost no risk when it comes to gathering with loved ones. However, if you are not vaccinated, the risk is higher. That's the correct answer, and that's the correct answer for one very simple reason: the vaccine works. So even if you do catch the China flu, someone who's vaccinated is much less likely to get seriously ill. In fact, the chance of that severe illness is so low, no rational person should worry about it. But that's not what this public menace told the public. Instead, he basically said the vaccine doesn't work so well. So we need to start thinking seriously about canceling Christmas. But what a difference 24 hours makes. And now we know Fauci's dirty little secret, which is that when he was telling the rest of us Christmas might have to be canceled, he had already made plans to enjoy his own Christmas gatherings. How do we know this? He's so shameless and arrogant, he came right out and said so. And when did he tell us about his Christmas plans to gather with family? He told us this on Monday while lying about his Sunday comments being taken out of context. Here's Fauci just 24 hours later on Law looking to clean up his Christmas mess. "That was misinterpreted as my saying we can't spend Christmas with our families, which was absolutely not the case. I will be spending Christmas with my family. I encourage people, particularly the vaccinated people who are protected, to have a good, normal Christmas with your family. But, the way all of the other disinformation goes around, you say something talking about a landmark of a time, and it gets misinterpreted that I'm saying you can't spend family Christmas time, which is nonsense. You can. Let's review, shall we?" On Sunday, when asked if Americans can gather for Christmas, Fauci said, "You know, Margaret, it is just too soon to tell. And even if you are vaccinated and you are in an indoor setting, a congregate setting, it just makes sense to wear a mask and to avoid high-risk situations." But on Monday, he said, "I will be spending Christmas with my family. I encourage people, particularly the vaccinated people who are protected, to have a good, normal Christmas with your family." Those are two entirely different answers. On Sunday, he very clearly said we might have to cancel Christmas and that even if you are vaccinated, a holiday gathering is a high-risk situation, which, by the way, is a total lie. The truth is that if you are vaccinated, a Christmas gathering is the opposite of a high-risk situation. But on Monday, he's saying, "Hell, yes, go ahead and gather. I know I've already planned to gather." Every time Fauci does a 180, we're either told it was a noble lie, like when he told the public it was useless to wear masks or when he moved the goalposts on herd immunity, or we're told the science changed. But this time, he's done a 180 in 24 hours. And instead of owning up to it, he's gaslighting us as having lying ears. He's attacking those of us who actually heard what he said as spreaders of disinformation. But as I've said before, this is all deliberate. Making this lying fraud the face of the pandemic and having him deliberately undermine the vaccine's effectiveness. Cancel Christmas is a tactic designed to keep unvaccinated Trump supporters unvaccinated. On top of undermining the vaccine, he also demands that law-abiding Americans be vaccinated while wrist-flicking the fact that his fraudulent seat Joe Biden is allowing hundreds of thousands of unvaccinated illegals into the country. All of this is designed to give unvaccinated Trump supporters every excuse in the world to remain unvaccinated. You see, he's not looking to persuade Trump supporters to get vaccinated. Instead, he's looking to infuriate them with his double standards and with his undermining of the vaccine's effectiveness. If Biden and Democrats and the media were at all interested in persuading people to get vaccinated, they would give this malignant serial liar the hook. But they won't because they want Trump's supporters to die. Follow John Nolte on Twitter at NolteNC. Follow his Facebook page here.